welcome, Holy Spirit. I am in your presence. Fill me with your power. Live inside of me. Welcome, Holy Spirit. I am in your presence. Fill me with your power. Live inside of me. You're the living waters, ever flowing fountain, comforter and counselor, take complete control. Welcome, Holy Spirit. I am in your presence. Fill me with your power. Live inside of me. Welcome, Holy Spirit. I am in your presence. Fill me with your power. Live inside of me. You're the living waters, ever flowing fountain, comforter and counselor, take complete control. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Inside of me.
Hello, my name is John Bayless, and welcome to another 30-minute program of Miracle Hour. I'd like to open in prayer. Lord, I pray, grant to your servant great boldness to preach your word by stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason, or for this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Amen. Towards the end of this program, I'll be praying for the sick. But first of all, what is God's nature like? The Bible tells us he is a forgiving God, full of loving kindness. We go to the book of Jonah. The book of Jonah knew what God's nature was like. In Jonah 3, it says, "Then the Lord spoke to Jonah again. Go to the great city, Nineveh," he said, "and warn them of their doom, as I have told you before." So Jonah obeyed and went to Nineveh. Now Nineveh was a very large city with many villages around it, so large that it would take 3 days to walk through it. But the very first day that Jonah entered the city and began to preach, the people repented. Repent means that they turn. They stop doing the bad things they were doing. Jonah shouted to the crowds that gathered around him. There was 120,000 people. 40 days from now, Nineveh will be destroyed. And they believed him. Why did they believe him? I believe that one of the things that Jonah actually preached to the people of Nineveh was the Ten Commandments, because they were in spiritual darkness, utter spiritual darkness. And he would have preached the Ten Commandments to them. The Ten Commandments goes like this, and it's from the book of Exodus 20. He would have said, trust God only. Worship God only. Number 3, use God's name in ways that honor him. The 4th commandment, rest on the Sabbath day and think about God. The 5th commandment, Respect and obey your parents. Don't be disobedient to them. That's what it's saying. Number six, protect and respect human life. It means don't murder. It doesn't mean getting rid of people, shooting them and whatever. Be true to your husband or wife. It said no immorality. That's what it's saying there. Do not take what belongs to others. What God's saying here, no thieving. Do not lie about others. What's saying here, tell the truth. And be satisfied with what you have. I believe that's what Jonah preached to him. The Ten Commandments. And when God saw that they had put a stop to their evil ways, he abandoned his plan to destroy them and didn't carry it through. This is what it says in Jonah 3 verse 10. We see that the people of Nineveh changed their minds. The people repented. They turned the other way. They stopped doing what they believed the prophet of the Bible. Jonah knew this. Jonah knew God's nature. He knew God was a forgiving God. We see this in Jonah 4 in the second part of 2. It says, "For I knew you were a compassionate God, merciful, slow to get angry, and full of kindness. I knew how easily you could cancel your plans for destroying these people." In verse 11, the Lord said, "And why shouldn't I feel sorry for a great city like Nineveh, with its 120,000 people in utter spiritual darkness and all its cattle?" We see there that the 120,000 people were in utter spiritual darkness, and God was even concerned for all its cattle. See, they knew nothing about the God of the Bible. They were in utter spiritual darkness. And when the Ten Commandments was given to them, then there was light. They see what the things they were doing wrong. The God of the Bible has not changed. He is still gracious, compassionate, merciful, slow to get angry, and full of kindness and forgiveness. The people of Nineveh, they changed their minds. We see in the New Testament in Acts 3:19, "Now change your minds and attitude to God and turn to him so he can cleanse away your sins and send wonderful times of refreshment from the presence of the Lord." We see here that God's still a gracious and compassionate God. Romans 3:23, it says, "Yes, all have sinned. All fall short of God's glorious ideal." And in 6:23 of Romans, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." We see that the wages of sin is death, but God has got a free gift here. He says, "But the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." In 5:8, "But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were yet still sinners." And Romans 10:9 says, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." Verse 13 says, "For anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved." You see, friends, we're not talking about a denomination here or a particular religious group. We're asking you, telling you and asking you how to get your life right with God. I'd like you to take you through a prayer, a salvation prayer now. If you've never said this prayer before, then you can follow after me and get your life right with God. It's from Romans 10 verses 9 and 10. So you just follow me in the prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, just follow me in a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sins. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for my sins and sickness. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. Thank you for saving me today. I'm now in the family of God. I'm born again. Amen. you said that prayer for the very first time, the Bible says you're born again. You're now in the family of God. The book of Hebrews 10:25 says, let us not neglect our church meetings. What the Bible is saying here, what God's saying here, neglect means don't not go. You must go to church to listen, so you can have a spiritual oversight that'll speak into your life. Get along to a good, a Bible-based church. See, the power of God is in the midst of his people, his church. When you get into a good church, your spiritual oversight will pray with you and for you and help you in your spiritual walk. Now, what I'd like to do now, it's got to that particular time that we'd like to pray for all the sick very shortly. See, it says in the Bible that every time Jesus commissioned or appointed his disciples to preach the good news of the kingdom, he also commissioned or appointed them or empowered them to heal the sick and cast out demons every single time. We see that in the book of Luke. In Luke 9 verse 2 it says, he sent him to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Amen. We see in verse 6, so they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. And Luke 10 verse 9, Jesus gave a command here, and heal the sick who were there, and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. You see, friends, healing is for everybody, both then and now, as the gospel plainly reveals and Christ's great commission demonstrates. You see, in Mark 16:15, it says, when Jesus gave all New Testament Christians the Great Commission, he commanded us to preach the word, to cast out demons, and to heal the sick. You say, well, can I pray over the radio? Well, let's go to the Bible and see what the Bible says. You see, in Matthew 8:7, 8 and 13, we see that in verse 7 it says, yes, Jesus said, I will come and heal him. In verse 8, then the officer said, sir, I am not worthy to have you in my home, and it isn't necessary for you to come. If you will only stand here and say, be healed, my servant will get well or be healed. In verse 13, and Jesus says to the Roman officer, go on home, what you have believed has happened. And the boy was healed that same hour. See, in 1 Corinthians 4:20 it says, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power. And the power of the Lord is present to heal the sick. Amen. I pray, Holy Spirit, if what I've said is from you, then confirm your word with signs following. Whatever the problem is you have today, whatever the sickness you have today, I pray right now, Lord, that you put your hand on a radio, whether there's a point of contact, or lay your hands on the particular part of your body that's sick, and I'll pray for it right now. Father God, I come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God. I bind and I break the power of every single sickness that's on your people right now. I command them to release those people and set them free. Holy Spirit, I loose your healing power now. I command them to be healed and made whole. I command, Lord, those things that are wrong with the people, the person with the ear problem, the person with the shoulder problem, the person with the stomach problem now, Lord, the person that's had that rash for quite some time, it's disappearing. I pray, Lord, for the pains to release the people right now and set them free. Holy Spirit, I loose your healing power. We thank you, Holy Spirit, your healing power is touching your people right now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Friends, if you want to get in touch with the radio program, or we'd like to hear from you, or if you've made a commitment for the Lord, or if you've had some healings or whatever, been touched by the Lord, we'd love to hear from you. So my parting prayers for this is this. May God's choicest blessings be yours. Amen. Hallelujah.
rushing streams. Sweet, sweet anointing pouring out the oil and wine all over me. Just a touch of the hand of Jesus, dipped into the oil of the Holy Ghost, it will soothe all of my fears, wipe away.
Fuck the wrong, oh my. sakarumo mai ra kya mato e tari ki titiro mai titiro mai ra kya mato tene mato tamariki e pakapono anamato ki a koe Tua teta maiti, wairua ta apue. Te matua teta maiti, wairua ta apue. Come unto Jesus, give him your
set me apart to worship you.